The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Oh, that must be our cue. Since you lowered the music.
Ding! Good morning, Jefferson.
Morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Morning, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
She's keeping us out of trouble.
Trying to.
Okay, don't. That doesn't mean the audience can blame me if you guys get into trouble without me.
Well, there are words I always ask, Ashley, the words I can use and cannot use. But I think that between the three of us, we have a creativity to be able to bring about vocabulary that
yes.
means the same thing.
Yes.
Such as feces.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
No feces.
No feces. So anyway, yeah, we are broadcasting live.
For the moment.
Mm-hmm. On 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio, 605-4567, area code 530-605-4567, if you have any questions or comments. So, this Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview Road at 6 p.m. in Redding, California, we are going to have John Wolf of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He'll be talking about California tax issues, and he is going to be... Well, it says coming down from Sacramento. I'm going to verify that, if he's going to be live or if he's going to be Skyped in. I'm not sure. Maybe Sally can call us and let us know which it is. I have on here it says down from Sacramento. So that would be actually up from Sacramento, I guess.
Yeah.
Depending on where we are, unless we move Redding. And there's a lot of people who want to move counties around and states around and do some moving, so who knows? Maybe Redding is now south of Sacramento. I don't know. Anyway, I digress, but we're pretty excited about that. Should be some really good information. John Wolf's a pretty smart guy. Also, we want to mention a call to action town hall on Sunday, March the 15th at 1 p.m. That's a Sunday, March the 15th. The doors open at noon. This is at the Tehama County Fairgrounds, 650 Antelope Road, Red Bluff, California. The topics of discussion, the Second Amendment, State of Jefferson, the Cottonwood Minutemen. Very interesting concept that we should be having probably in all our rural communities. And the Tehama County Deputies Association. The speakers will be Mark Baird, Jeanette Finnicum, Mark Herr, and Woody Clendenin. It should be a great event. I know that there's going to be some things they're going to be doing. There'll be more about this. I think they're going to get a gun to raffle off, and there's going to be some other things about this event.
Cool.
But it should be very good. I think it's going to probably go from 1 to 3, and then I believe at 3 o'clock, if you want to stay, you can watch the, I believe it's the third part of LaVoy Finnegan's videos that he did. He did a four-part series before he was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I know that Monday night on the 16th, we will be having Jeanette Finnicum come to the Reading Patriot meeting, and she'll be showing, I believe, part 3 in that series, because we've showed 1 and 2, but I'm not clear on that. But she'll be there, that I do know.
Okay.
And also, this event should be great.
Good.
So, Wynn, what you got, partner?
Not much.
I always like that when I go to Wynn, and how you doing? Okay, are we over yet? You know. Time to go. Well, I've got a couple things on a lighter side, I guess. It's questions I'd want to ask the Democrat candidates. I'm going to run these by you, Lynn.
Okay.
I was thinking of this morning, so I know that it's dangerous whenever I think. But.
You're talking about for the presidency? Is that
yeah, just thing? A question. Just
okay.
a question.
Okay.
Bloomberg,
mm-hmm.
Have you auditioned for the Night of the Living Dead yet?
He said he'll say, I own it.
He could, or say that... you know, that's the thing. I guess a zombie doesn't have personality, I guess.
And he doesn't have to audition. Mm-hmm. He'll just buy it.
How about for Pocahontas? Did you play on the same football team as Michelle?
Uh-huh. She was the water boy.
How about Sleepy Joe? Can you remember when you could remember?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
That would be his reply.
Hmm. Those are questions I'd like to ask. Do you have any questions for those guys?
Not that I can say now.
Well, remember, you have the vocabulary.
I know, but Ashley's got her hand hovering.
Yeah, she is hovering, isn't she? Yeah,
she's like a ninja.
That's what we got to do is get her a little black outfit.
Yeah. I just don't want her to get in trouble, so I won't go there.
So, we did get a little news in the court case.
We did. We got very little news on the court case. We did. We got little news on the court case, in case you haven't seen it already. The three-judge court, the panel that looked at our case, it essentially is sending it back to the federal court in Sacramento to Judge Mueller. We don't know if that is a good thing yet or a bad thing yet. We're assuming it's a good thing. We won't know until we get some information, so we are just waiting to hear. So that's all we can do at this point. It doesn't mean that they're dismissing the case. It doesn't mean they're pushing it forward. So we're in that quandary right now. So hang with us, be patient, and we'll, as soon as we know what we're supposed to know, and as soon as we have a definitive answer on where it goes from where it is right now, we will let you know.
Yeah, I guess their position was they had enough information from everything that was written with the briefs and the appeal.
That's it.
So they had enough information, so that means I guess we're not going down to the Ninth Circuit.
We are not going down the Ninth Circuit.
That's the important part, folks.
Yep,
so
we're letting everybody know. We are not going down on March 6th or 5th or any other time down there. See, they saved us from driving down into the pit of San Francisco and wearing our muck boots, you know, out on the city streets. So they're saving us from being infected down there. So
or stepping on
a
needle.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that in Reading, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can do that in Reading. So they saved us from that. So we can thank them for that. That was gracious of them to do that.
I want to thank John Law for something. John was on a program yesterday, a local talk show program. And John, I don't know if you're listening to this or not, but you did a great job. I was really it was great to hear somebody who was talking about issues that were local, issues that were statewide, concerns about those things, and tying it nicely into how this all really fits the national scene. I thought you did a great job. And also, it was the phone calls you had were very good. You know, I think that a lot of times, like I said last week, we don't spend enough time talking about local issues and state issues. You know, nobody needs to hear what happened on Fox News during the week, because a lot of people watch it.
Yeah.
And then when you get a program that reiterates all that, you know, it's fine and dandy and people can voice their opinion and all that stuff on stuff you've heard all week. But it was really refreshing what John did, and I want to thank him for that, because he brought to light some good things, had some good stands on positions. And anyway, it was a good job, John, so thank you very much for that program. What I do want to get into a little bit when we get back, and I'd like you to call in too and give me your comments or questions on anything we've talked about so far, anything else we can answer on the court case. And also I'd like to talk a little bit about this Greater Idaho movement. I want to talk a little bit about that. And as we go on in weeks to come a little bit more, we actually got a 38-page document from the people who are doing this. They sent it to us so we'd have it.
Yep.
And we've been kind of we've been communicating with them, and I want to talk about that. Anyway, with that, I think we'll go off to an early break, and I want to go off early because the next segment's going to take a little while. I want to talk about the Greater Idaho situation, how that ties into Jefferson, compare the two, and take your phone calls at 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Does this remind you of?
I don't know.
Ashley knows, but she's not going to say. She's just smiling. Yes, I'm doing something in here. I'm actually making fun of somebody, but it's an absolute secret. Anyway, welcome back.
You're
96.5 back. FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, where the music, especially Stevie Winwood, sounds better on FM.
When it's working. Okay.
Gee, you're a grumpy guy today, huh?
No, not yet.
I thought that the question for Sleepy Joe was funny. Can you remember when you could remember?
I don't remember.
I mean, come on. I forgot what I was going to say. Push the button.
You want him to push the big red button, don't you?
Man, I'm telling you, this is just... a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to lower my microphone here and try not to get it to buzz. That better, Ashley?
Okay.
I appreciate it. Now, if you can face the mic when you're talking at least 50% of the time, that would be even better.
Yeah, he likes to move all over the place.
Yeah. Not that, I mean, a lot of the...
Why don't you put Wynn across from me then?
You guys have been sitting there since before I got here. It's up to you to pick where you want. We have four mics in there. 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't have to sit at the yellow mic every time.
But we sit at the yellow and green
mic. But I like my yellow mic.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm an excellent driver.
That's debatable.
Wapner 3. An excellent driver. Whoops. Uh-oh.
Okay. So let's go on to...
Greater Idaho.
The big stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Greater Idaho potatoes.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You read through it. There's a lot of good argument for it. A lot of talk about the water, a lot of talk about the voting, a lot of talk about the economic situation that it would have. Then on page 29, it gets to the meat of it, the implementation of this proposal. Some of the counties that they want to add from California, I'll add this right away, is Modoc, Lassen, Shasta, Tehama, the northern tips of Plumas, and the northern tip of Butte, and that, according to their documentation, is to improve the connectivity between Tehama and Lassen. Siskiyou should be added, according to this document, because it's sandwiched in between Shasta County and Oregon. And in that case, they also want to add Del Norte County.
Del Norte's been historically opposed to Jefferson, right?
Well, no. What's happened is Del Norte's been historically blue. And most of the mentioning in this particular document, again, mentions Trump a lot. And it mentions the Republican Party a lot. But I think the idea is the conservative position of a lot of people in these counties. I think that's it. Implementation of this proposal. The first phase of this proposal is to move the Idaho-Oregon state border. The second phase is to move the new Idaho/California state border. And since there is no Idaho/California border at the moment, phase two cannot begin until phase one is complete. Now, there's two paths to the implementation of phase one, and phase one, again, being Idaho and Oregon coming together. The first path is they need to build the size of this movement, either way, but path one is someone convincing the Oregon state leadership in Willamette Valley Democrats that this proposal benefits them and their constituency, and then they negotiate a deal with Idaho and pass the appropriate legislation. Sounds a little bit like Article
4, Section 3.
A little bit like that. Path 2 is a state ballot initiative in Oregon, followed by legislation passed in Idaho, followed by a vote in Oregon.
This sounds like this is going to be a hot mess.
Well, wait a minute. Well, no, I'm not going to go there with that because okay. I think that these people's intentions are good, and I know what they say about good intentions, blah blah blah. But let's give some of this stuff a chance anyway.
Sure.
The draft of the state ballot initiative, if approved, will cause any Idaho legislation to go into effect, if approved by the vote of the Oregonians, 1 year after. The greater of the initiative is approved. So that part's going to take a year. So what they've got to do is they've got to get the either with an initiative process or with the legislative body of the said of the state of Oregon, they have to get that going, and then a year after that, the final step would be the Oregonians' vote, their vote to approve it. So to go out to the people. That's part two. Idaho passes legislation that is acceptable to Oregonian voters. The border change becomes law in Oregon without the need of approval from Oregon politicians. According to the text in our state initiative, unlike Oregon and California, Idaho borders are defined by state constitution. That's interesting. Either path requires Idaho to amend its state constitution. Now, that's the tricky part, okay, because they need the two-thirds vote in both houses, again, on Article 1, 4, Section 3, again, okay, so they've got to get the two-thirds vote in both houses, okay, which would be the state senate and the, I believe they call their assembly, the House of Representatives, state House of Representatives. We'll just call it assembly for the fact that some people listening in California understanding what I'm talking about here. Finally, any interstate compact requires the consent of Congress. Article 4, Section 3. okay, so with that, and we look at this, the organization, the Greater Idaho Movement, is preparing to file citizens' initiatives to put the question about moving state borders in the 2020 ballot in several Oregon counties. Okay, this wouldn't be all the ones that are moving, but several of them. They've got to move quick because that initiative has to go. The purpose of this ballot question is to prove that the voters of these Oregon counties want the border moved. The county initiative provides momentum for path one and path two. Okay. The next steps that they're going to have, if we get enough valid signatures for our official petition for a county. Now, each county is different in Oregon. One county, I think it was, I want to say it was Jackson. I think they needed like 1,400 signatures, and I think one of the counties only needed 60. So it's a variation. But I took all the numbers, and I think all the numbers add up to around 23,000 in total for the counties that they want to pull into Greater Idaho. And we need volunteers to collect the signatures for our county initiatives, and it gives the website and where to go and all that good stuff. So with that, it's a pretty interesting dynamic in the fact that when they do talk about the votes, it always goes back to before Section 3, the United States Constitution. So I don't know if this is easier than splitting a state. I don't know. There seems to be a lot in question, and they haven't even gotten really into California yet because they have to do Oregon first. The challenge is if you have to go through that situation with Oregon, then you'd have to go through a similar situation with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 counties that they want to move around in California. The other challenge to that is that they only want the northern tips of Plumas and Butte. Okay, so now you have to have certain parts of those counties and only certain parts of them, just the northern tip, and that's basically to improve the connectivity between Tehama and Lassen. And, Siskiyou County, which is just, that's where this whole thing started, basically. Those folks have been...
So they're looking at 7 or 8 counties in California?
Well, they're looking at about 6 counties and then parts of Plumas and Butte, and then a couple of them being thrown in. That's what they're looking at.
Well, keep in mind, when this very first started back in 2013, when things were starting to move and the economic viability, we were looking at only a total of 9 counties.
Well, that's true.
For our small state that we wanted to have. Because now if you look, if they want to go from part of Butte County, so south of Red Bluff, just north of Chico, all the way to the Canadian border as a state, that's larger than California, distance-wise.
Yeah, and you're right. They have a lot of that. But here's the main thing. They have to amend the Oregon Constitution. Now, when they had Idaho Constitution, when the governor of Idaho was interviewed, and it's funny because he was interviewed on Fox News, and guess what? The guy did mention Article 4, Section 3. he did mention that, the commentator who was actually interviewing the governor, and also was asking about the name, if the name would be the Idagonian. Would that, they changed their name to Idagonian?
Yeah, there was something funky.
Funky like that. So anyway, we'll get back to this, but I don't want to leave Dave hanging too long. Stonewall, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How you guys doing up there today?
Good.
I got one quick question, excuse me, on this Article 4, Section 3 thing. you keep saying two-thirds, and it doesn't really say that in Article 4, Section 3. Article 4, Section 3. So I just wanted you to...
No. I'm talking about the state. Communicate that. Each path requires Idaho to amend its state constitution. That's what I was talking about. And this is accomplished by a two-thirds vote in both houses in the Idaho legislature. That's what I was talking about.
So in the U.S. Constitution, it's just a consent of the legislature and doesn't say anything about being two-thirds. So
well, they still...
Correct.
Right. But we're talking about the Idaho state constitution. Either path requires Idaho to amend its state constitution. They're basing a lot of this stuff on Article 4, Section 3 is what they're basing it on. But by the same token, they still have to go to Congress. I mean, they still got to go to Congress.
I agree with you guys. The more they talk about Calidagonian or whatever they want to call it, the better it is for all of us, because this just keeps it out there in the public mind, and that's what we need. There's a lot of people talking about unfair representation.
No place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I
Yeah. You get what you need.
Amen.
But you can't always get what you want. You get what you need.
What you want.
That's right.
Cool.
What you need. It's what you need.
Sometimes you get what you deserve.
Like the government we have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Fred's story is very compelling, and hopefully he'll call in the next program. I know that Linda did send you an email, Fred, asking you to be on the program, but she did say she did that. But anyway, call in next program, next hour.
Amen.
You know, there's just a lot going on with Jefferson, with Idaho. But, you know, when you really stop and think about Jefferson, the idea of a state split, there's a lot of different ways, but the idea of a simple state split is something that is not only doable, but it's something maybe simple was the wrong word. It's just simple to understand. Whereas in the Greater Idaho Movement, there's a lot of hoops to jump through. Frankly, there's a lot more hoops, and there's some hoops I think these people haven't looked at. But that's not a criticism as to their effort or what they're doing or how they're putting things together. It's just in the beginning for them. And I think that they need to look at some things. But the thing to me that really is the thing to look at is the apportionment. And if you already have a constitution in Idaho, I'm not saying it's not a good constitution, you still got to rework some things. And you're still going to have to rework them, you know. And unless they have some balance in their Senate and their state House of Representatives, to where the Senate, you have representation to where the smaller counties are represented as well as the larger counties, and everything isn't based upon population. As long as they have that, that'd be fine. And that's something we're putting into the Jefferson Constitution. But again, that requires a change in the Idaho Constitution. And will that be an ongoing change? Because, you know, you're adding a lot of counties, aren't you, Wynn? You're adding counties from Oregon, and you're adding counties from California.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be adding 9 counties just from Northern California, and then the counties that they add from Oregon. Well, aren't those folks going to have a say on how the government works now?
Absolutely, the way through the process.
Yeah, that constitution, somebody call in here, 605-4567, 530-605-4567. Tell me if I'm going wrong here. But I don't see a way where that constitution doesn't get reworked, and they even mention it themselves, that they're going to have to amend the constitution.
Well, that the whole package, the whole scenario tells you that they're not satisfied with their current state. So, okay, if they're not satisfied with their current state, wouldn't it be simpler to do something about that internally versus pulling in 2 other states, potentially partial of a third, just to get things going?
I don't know.
So we have 2 calls on.
Yeah, let's get to Rich. Rich,
Rich, good morning, Rich.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Well, you know, the hits keep on coming here in the great state of California.
Okay.
So I'm doing, you know, January is when they submit all the bills for the year, right?
Right.
And then there's several bills regarding recall elections that have been submitted, and they're basically going to make it eventually impossible to recall somebody. I read the one of the bills, and I don't have the number in front of me, but usually when there's a recall, the person that's being recalled cannot run during that recall, for the obvious reason. Well, that's changing. So they're going to be able to still be able to stay in office during the recall. It's just nuts. And then there's a provision that, well, the person can quit their office, and then the recall will not happen. But when's the last time a politician ever quit?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing as relinquishing power. You know, I was talking to Carl Bott about relinquishing. He was, you know, about, well, what we need is a senator per county. But there's no way that Los Angeles is going to relinquish 10 of their 11 senators to go to another county. That's not going to happen.
Nope.
They're going to make it where it's impossible to recall, and it's going to happen very quickly. So,
well, you know,
another gem.
Well, we need to move. I mean, the thing is, come on, folks, we need to move. We need Jefferson, period. Period, 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 period. We need him now. So, Rich, thank you, brother. We got to go off to another caller. We're short on time. Jimmy, what you got?
Good morning, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Hello,
Jimmy. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
What's up, bud?
I'm right here where I'm at. Hey, this Idaho deal, I am not for it.
Okay.
I think we should do the state of Jefferson as we have wanted to do for so long now. The reason being, I just think it's going to be kind of a convoluted process, more of a convoluted process than what we're going for with Jefferson. But what I do like about the Idaho situation here is that it's getting coverage, you know, national coverage,
yeah.
And it's sending a message to the people in northern, northwestern Oregon and Southern California that we are tired of their BS.
Well, let me ask you a question. Maybe you can answer this, because are the people from Idaho instigating this, or the people from Oregon instigating this? And if the people from Idaho are instigating this, why are they doing it? I mean, everybody wants to move there. Everybody loves that state. Why are they trying to change anything? So I'm not clear on that. That's where maybe somebody has an answer to that one. Is it the people? Is it the people from Idaho that want to do this, or the people from Oregon? Number one, number two, they've got to do the Idaho-Oregon thing first. Then they have to do the Idaho-California thing for second. But then
right.
They have to figure out how California is going to separate. Actually divide their own counties. They only want the northern tip of Plumas and the northern tip of Butte. How do we do that? What happens with Del Norte County? How do they know it's going to be thrown in? I mean, this whole thing looks like a good, strong three-year process. It's going to be at least a year and a half before they even get the initiative off the ground, unless they get. They might be able to get something done sooner. By November they can get something done, because they don't have that many people as far as to sign a petition, isn't that right? But that's to get it on the ballot? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Well, so what about, don't they have part of northern Nevada that want to get in this?
No.
Nope, Nevada's not even.
Nope, and not Washington either. That's two things that people have said it's no. But see, again, the whole thing breaks down to, I mean, with all the things we just said, what if they have to amend the Idaho Constitution? They know at least one portion of it has to be amended, and that is so that, they can have this interstate compact, you know. And also that requires Congress for an interstate compact. So when does Congress put that up? And that's just for the first step. So, and when you read through the 38 pages, you'll see that Trump is mentioned a lot, and Republicans are mentioned a lot. Not conservatism, but Republicans and Trump. Well, you know, a lot of people love Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's been a very, very good president, in my opinion. However, he's not going to be there forever. By the time this even goes in, he won't be president anymore, and he's mentioned all through this thing.
Well, another thing, too, that I noticed, too, on page 19 of this document that they put out, it says, on number 5, it says, "We don't endorse the idea of trying to create a 51st state out of California because we believe the state legislature of California would not allow it under present conditions because they don't want to add two Republican U.S. senators to the U.S. Senate. But the following map shows how strongly Northern California supported the Jefferson secession movement." Okay, right there, there are a couple things there that are to the negative for this, because we're not doing secession, right? And then their map that they show only shows 21 of the counties, not 23. We've had 23 counties for over 2 years. So their information is flawed, so they need to make sure that they're on top of it with what they're doing when they put this out. And this just came out just recently, so somebody's not doing all of their homework. If they're going to do a comparison with what we are doing as Jefferson, they need to have all the facts. And they don't have all the facts, so I just wanted to throw that out there. So it's just little tidbits. You've got to find the nuggets where you can, but then also if they're trying to sway the decision and the opinion on it, not all their facts are correct. And to me, the biggest thing is secession. How many times have we told people over and over and over again, we're not seceding from the Union. We are not seceding from the Union. It's a separation. Separation. And we want to make sure we need to pound that in.
Article 4, Section 3.
Article 4, Section 3.
So, long story short, I'll get off the air in a second. And I think the message is a good message, that people are tired of it, but I think we should stay the course with the state of Jefferson.
There'll be some
with
new
that,
things.
I'll talk to you later.
Amen,
Jay. All right, brother.
You're absolutely right. Stay the course with what we've been doing for 6 years.
See?
Yep. 6 years.
See?
Yep. Okay, we are time to go.
She's starting the music.
She's starting the music. She wants us out of here.
What if we don't want to go anywhere?
All right, what time is it?
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.